Welcome back to Specialty Coffee Talk, where we talk high-quality coffee in a low-quality way. I'm your host, Philip Coe, and today, with me, in the studio, we have a very enthusiastic individual. I'm looking forward to it. I hope you are as well. Let's get into the conversation. Ah, here we are at this table. Sitting, don't know what that was. Sitting together, we have the enthusiastic man himself, coffee enthusiast. Eric, how are you doing?
Philip, I'm doing so good right now. And I have to say, I feel just so pleased and vaguely flattered, because it's mainly for you. That there were requests for an episode, and I'm so glad that we actually finally got together, because I thought we weren't getting together till at least the earliest tomorrow, and now we get to be together today, which is awesome.
It was fun.
Unexpected.
Yeah. We're ending it off with a much-needed coffee podcast. We haven't done this in a while, guys. We'll talk about the elephant in the room, namely that. We'll talk about that at the end.
Yeah.
Let's get into what we want to really discuss today, and that is that, cold brew much?
Cold brew much. I mean, we cold brew a lot, and we recently made some cold brew. So what we do, we try, like, every form of coffee and brew method that we possibly can from all the places that we can, always in search of that, you know, that one standout so that we know we can go back for that thing and just try that thing. And we actually found a new one, and we've actually got a friend. So this is John from Abide Coffee Roasters, and you're going to be able to check him out pretty soon. If you need to, head over to that Instagram, hit Abide. We'll actually maybe hit him up on the... They don't have links on this thing, do they?
On Anchor?
Yeah.
I can add a link.
Kaboom! We'll link them up. And check them out. But we got some Ethiopia this last weekend. So last Sunday. This is Saturday. Apologies. So last Sunday. And we got to try it out. And boy, were we impressed.
Call me a fighter jet. Because that was a fruit bomb.
It was a fruit bomb. And it was good. And it was, of course, as if you listen to this show for any length of time, you know we are suckers, absolute suckers for anything good from Ethiopia. And this did not disappoint. It was delightful. And so what we did after enjoying it hot and iced and many, many methods, we decided, hey, let's do our special, proprietary, unique, and fantastic cold brew method that nobody else does. And see what it tastes like. And we were not disappointed. Philip, you got to try some tonight. What did you think?
It was really good. And this is not just because it was made with our very special secret proprietary method for cold brewing things. It was because it was delicious. I really, really enjoyed the flavors that were in this coffee. Obviously, Ethiopia being my favorite country, it's kind of like I was literally at a coffee shop today and almost bought a bag of Ethiopian beans again.
I just had one,
and I was going to buy another one. And then we just
you have an addiction problem, which is good because it fuels mine.
Well, anyway, so this coffee was really, really good. The mouthfeel was like when you do the concentrate; it was super. Like super hardcore and hit really hard. So we diluted a little bit and it was great. Like the mouthfeel came through really good. The acidity was great. There was such clear sweetness and fruitiness to it. The body wasn't like ridiculous. It wasn't overly complex, but it was like right in a comfortable zone. I was into it.
Yeah, and that blueberry came through. I would say there was a really nice something in the cold brew that I got that I didn't really get from the other methods, brew methods. Peach, lots of peach, definitely on the nose, which sounds like we're talking about wine now, but so like just the smell of it, very peachy, very, very fruit forward. And then the taste of it was really sweet and lovely. And yeah.
This coffee is from Ethiopia, and it's a Guji Gesia or something like that. Wow. It's hard to say. And it is a wonderful natural process, which is a great process.
Mm-hmm. We've already talked about this.
We have talked about the processes. Yeah. I feel like I shouldn't say stuff like that because it's like, I mean, it's coffee. I love that they process it in different ways. Yeah. That gives me nuanced flavor. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that your favorite part about this entire coffee being from Ethiopia is that it's an heirloom varietal.
Yeah, that's really what gets me going. Yeah. I've never seen that before.
Let's be honest. Did you expect it to be an heirloom varietal from Ethiopia?
I had no clue. I thought it was going to be like a Bourbon or a Typica or something like that. Or,
yeah, Catara just pops up and you're just going to be out of your mind, just shocked. It'll be so fun. Yeah.
If that ever happens, I will be shocked.
I will fall on the floor in shock with you.
Anyway, so we want to talk about tasting coffee and kind of like learning a better way to taste or a better way to understand or to build like your palate. I don't want to sound obnoxious, but a better way to like build your palate, get better at tasting coffee, knowing what you're tasting.
Yeah, we want to be able to taste. So like for me, and this is just a quick aside here. So for me, because let's say I despise the flavor of anise, right? Or is that black licorice flavor, right? Mm-hmm. So if I taste anise anywhere, boy, do I notice it instantly, right? Because my palate, I know what I dislike. And sometimes that's kind of an easier spot to even start with. When I taste that tomato basil in a coffee, it's shocking to me, but it's kind of cool, but I don't enjoy it. And I'm not going to try getting that one again. Right. Yeah. And
you don't want like to have a Caprese salad in your mouth when you're drinking coffee.
I really, really don't. That's not what I'm excited about. That doesn't get me going. And another one of those would be lavender. Like when there's lavender in a coffee, oh, I know it. I know it before anybody else knows it because I hate that flavor. I despise it. And so when I taste that lavender or I smell it, I mean, it stands out to me. And so I guess what we're trying to get to is get those other flavors to stand out as much. Like, hey, what is this flavor? I don't understand it. If you're never pushing your palate to intentionally understand more flavors, then you're always going to be in that little dark zone of not knowing what you're tasting. And that's not nearly as much fun as being able to say, hey, you know what? This legitimately tastes like a red delicious apple that I had this week. You know, or a pear that I had earlier today.
The first mistake there is eating a red delicious apple. That's just, why would you eat a red delicious apple? Those are really gross.
Just hates those red delicious.
They're disgusting. Anyway, yeah. Please continue.
Yeah. No, and then, I mean, that was about it. So like right now we had some cold brew, right? I don't like pears. I'm sitting here chomping on it's a pear. Right?
Yeah.
It is actually really apple-y, which I didn't know. Like the consistency is very apple-y. Is it supposed to be?
I think it's a little bit underripe.
Oh, well, there you go. And I'm chewing on a grape. I actually don't like the texture of grapes, but I like the flavor of grapes. So I'm like sucking on the grape juice and tasting it just so that if I taste grape in a coffee, I have a recent taste. So that's just a way to be intentional about developing your palate and saying, okay. And also we've discovered that coffee tastes different against different flavors. So, for example, something we've been trying when we all get together with our friends Sunday mornings to do a big coffee fest, we'll try it against almonds and cashews. And almonds have been bringing out a lot of natural sweetness. And I don't know the reason for that. I'm sure there's a very good one. But a lot of sweetness. So almonds are a great one, I think, for if you have a cold brew and you're like, this doesn't really taste special, maybe take a mouthful of almonds and then try a swig and see if you get something different.
I think that different flavors that you are, introducing into your mouth This is weird. I don't know. Along with the cold brew, definitely either augment or take away different flavors. So far, my favorite way of figuring out, expanding like the way that I can taste coffee has been just trying something new. Mm. And it's kind of that all for both of us, obviously, because coffee is kind of like a thing for us as a friends and all that kind of stuff. But just the consistently trying something new, drinking a lot of coffee. We heard that from the guy who owns Auggie's. He's very good at it. He won the U.S.
Cup Tasting Championship. He won for the U.S., the nation. So he went to represent the U.S. in the U.S. in China last year.
Oh, wow. That's really cool. Yeah, so he's really good. And you know what he said?
What did he say?
What did he say, Eric?
I was trying to do that to you. He said, drink lots of coffee.
Wow. What a revolutionary way to learn stuff. That's crazy. That's how you figure out how to taste coffee?
Yeah, and I think it's always, you're right, that intentionality in anything that you do, obviously. I mean, if you're reading, 100 books, but you're just being entertained, you're going to grab a few things. But if you're intentionally dissecting, what's the grammar they're using? Why are they constructing sentences? How does a plot work? How does a story arc work? Then you're going to know a lot more than somebody that's just reading for entertainment, right? Mm-hmm. And it's the same way with drinking coffee. Like, do you drink for entertainment? Yeah. Like, we drink it because it's fun. We drink it because it's social. We drink it because it's tasty. But we also drink it to learn. When we're intentional about it, we start picking up stuff and we start, what is a TDS and how does that affect it? And what is my palate like? And that kind of stuff. So we start learning the more that we drink.
Yeah, and I love the I love the idea that you can be super into something and you dedicate time to it because you love it and you somewhat, I would say, have an obsession with it, and that's how you get good at something. And so you kind of like, obviously it takes time, and there's going to be people that are better, they learn faster, and there's going to be people that learn slower. I mean, I should probably be way better at this than I am right now, but
not that you should be, but you could be, right?
That's a good point.
Yeah, and but like where you're at, if you're happy with it, then it's fine. That's where you should be. It's not like your, livelihood is depending on this. It's just something for fun. And so if you love doing it, then it should be wherever you're at. I wish I was way farther, but at the same time, it's like, I just got all these books on it, right, for my birthday, and we're going through, and we're talking about different ideas, and we're trying different. With our brew method, we talked about the last couple episodes, has been, hey, we tried this, temperature for water, and we tried the Scott Rayo swirl here, and we talked about all those different, so we're learning tons, but maybe not as much as, definitely not as much as we could if we were even more obsessed, which sounds a little crazy.
It does sound crazy, but I mean, I don't know. That's another point for another day. I would love to be ridiculously good at tasting coffee. Obviously, most people want to be ridiculously good at something, and for some reason, at this point in my life, it's tasting coffee and being able to make that for other people. High goals. I'm really setting the bar high for my life. I've got a good trajectory. Aim for the stars, because you just might hit
a cappuccino.
China. I just have one quick last thing to say about obsession. I want to, I think what I want to do from here on out for the rest of this year is I'm going to choose a brew method. And for the entire month, I'm only going to use that brew method and see how good I can get at it. Within a month, obviously, you need to be consistently making coffee. I usually make like one a day, so that should work out for me.
Yeah, some of those friend days, we're making 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah.
Or the family comes over and we're making 10. Or yeah, so it None of those would add up.
Yeah, so that's kind of something that I'm excited about. I'm going to start doing that. I'll definitely have to share that on the podcast, see how that's going. So let's talk the elephant in the room here.
Oh, man.
The elephant. It's big. It's a big elephant. Look at the size of that trunk.
That was my elephant noise. Did you like it?
I don't. They probably couldn't hear it. What was it? Do it again. Wow. Is that what an elephant sounds like?
Kind of. Vaguely. A little bit.
All right. Well, elephants. Yes. So here's the thing. We need to have a more consistent schedule. Mm. All right. And, you know, I got to be honest with you guys. This is going to happen.
Yes.
And I hope that's good news. I hope you're not like, oh, man, they're going to be putting out podcasts every whatever day. So this is what I need. You guys listen to this.
Yes.
I need to know, amongst the two people that listen to this podcast,
yes,
what is the best day for us to put out a podcast? And specifically this specialty coffee podcast, what is the best day? Are you driving back from work on a Monday? What's the best day? Do you want one every day? Say that. Probably won't happen, going to be honest with you.
I mean,
because how would I do that?
Or maybe the episodes get much shorter if they want it every day.
5-minute episodes?
Yeah. I mean, hey. Quick little hit, like a little coffee injection. They can listen to it while making their coffee and drinking. They're listening to the coffee show.
That is totally possible. I don't know if I would like that. I'm going to be honest with you. I think I wouldn't listen to that show. But anyway, yeah. Or they could be longer. If you guys want that, you have to let us know. You really have to tell us, because we're going to keep it pretty much around 30 minutes, 25. But anyway, so let us know what you think. I'm hoping to start doing, I'm not going to say hoping because that makes it sound like, oh, we might be able to do it. We're going to do it. I'm going to do every Monday.
Okay.
And I'm going to post an episode. This is going to start. What's today? What day is today? Here, bring up the calendar on the phone.
So the calendar's coming up. Dictating the calendar here. This is the best part of radio here, 2017. Year of Our Lord 2017, in the month of September the 23rd.
September the 23rd. We're going into the last week of September. Should we, first week of October, start being consistent?
I think October is a great month, but also there's no time like the present.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And having said that, October is a great month.
All right, we're going to start. Monday, October 2nd is going to start a once a week specialty coffee talk will be coming out every Monday. Mm. Within that Monday, TBD, the time at which I will be releasing the episode, to be honest. But yeah, every Monday we will be releasing an episode. I'm excited about it.
I mean, unless, what if you get from both listeners, so that would be 100% feedback, that they want two episodes a week. What are you?
Ooh, then I would say maybe. Because I would love to just add in an extra thing. We can't, me and you cannot both do two episodes a week together, but we can do one episode a week together. And we can throw in, maybe I can throw in what I'm drinking. Maybe Eric could make an episode when he's, you know, has a little time. So that might be pretty cool. We'll see. Well, there it is, folks. We've addressed the elephant in the room. Get out of here, elephant. Wow.
Stampeded out. Did you hear it stampede out?
Yeah, it ran away.
There it went.
Oh, man. Well, anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. It's been fantastic. We really appreciate all the people that listen. Thank you to our mother, and thank you to her mother for listening. it's so great that you guys are dedicated to listening. If you have shared this with anyone, thank you so much. Leave us a review. Hit us up on the Instagram. We would both love that.
Also, did you tell them about the email address where they can, like, send ideas, maybe feedback, whatever? Also, the email's easy. So maybe
we can... I forgot about the email. We have a new email for the Specialty Coffee Talk show. Hilariously, it is specialtycoffeetalk@gmail.com.
Hey, that sounds incredibly convenient and easy to remember.
Huh, that's weird. Well, if you have any questions, any comments, would love the comments, please send in comments. Concerns, would love to hear your concerns, would love to address those, like this elephant. Any suggestions for future episodes, anything you'd love us to cover, to talk about, that would be fantastic to hear from you. SpecialtyCoffeeTalk@gmail.com. Until then, my friends, until tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to put out another episode.
That's true. And I'm really excited about tomorrow's, because we're going to do another Angels Cup episode, I believe.
We are doing an Angels Cup episode tomorrow. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Until then, grab a cup of coffee, take a sip, and smile. And we'll see you next time for another conversation.